Luke chapter 15 is where we'll be this morning. Very familiar scripture. And I'm just in the mindset this morning that somebody needs to do business with God. I'm thankful for what I feel in my heart and soul. If you find your place and stand, we'll try to reverence the reading of God's word. But we'll be starting in verse number 11. Once again, very familiar scripture. It says here in verse number 11, it said, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country there and wasted his substance in riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And when he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he said unto him, he sent him unto his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with husk that the swine did eat. No man gave unto him. Verse 17, and when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion." Hallelujah right there, church. "And he ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Verse 22, but the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Now the elder son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house and heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said unto them, Thy brother has come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf, because he hath received him safe and sound. And he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore came his father out." Ain't that just like our Savior this morning? Amen. He come to me, church. I didn't find him. Amen. He found me. Amen. We're going to read that verse again, verse 28. "And he was angry, and he would not go in. Henceforth the father came out and entreated him. And he answered, saying unto his father, Lo, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress at any time in the commandments, and yet thou never givest me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which hath devoured his living with harlots, thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. And the son came, and he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother is dead and alive again, and was lost and is found." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to be in your house, God. Lord, we thank you for your presence, unmistakable, undeniable this morning, God. We thank you for the reading of your word, God. We pray for the next few minutes, Lord, you'd illuminate our minds, Lord, you'd touch our voice, Lord. Help us, God, just to illuminate your word, God, and just give the people what you've gave us. Nothing would be said, Lord, of myself. They wouldn't even see me, Lord. They'd just see straight through to you, God. Have your perfect and precious will. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm nervous this morning, amen, but if these nerves ever leave me, I'm going to get out of it this morning. But I am thankful this morning, amen, that we serve an unchanging God. Amen. I get to read this scripture and it grows in my mind every time I read it. People say, we've got a danger, Brother Mark, of getting familiar with scripture. Amen. We'll go away from it. We won't revisit. We'll say we know that scripture. But I'm here to tell you, every time I read scripture, amen, a different word will pop out at me. I'll get something different this morning, amen. But I'm thankful this morning that my Savior is unchanging. So if I could give you a title this morning or a thought that I want to go along with the scripture, amen, it's quite simply from give me to make me. Amen. I see the Son, amen. He's wanting the living. He's wanting his riches, amen. So just right out the gate, amen, in verses 11 and 12 this morning, I want to look at the request. Amen. The request of the Son this morning. And I give you a little bit of background for this request. This being the younger son, amen. We can take scripture reference from the book of Deuteronomy, amen. We'll see that the younger son would have only been entitled to a third of the father's portion, amen. The older child would have been entitled to more. Amen. But God knew all that. Yes. Amen. So when the father, amen, gave him his portions, he knew it'd only be a time, amen, before he had come back. Amen. My God knew that this morning. Amen. He knew when you and I, amen, was out in the world, floundering, amen, lost and undone, amen. Hey, that testimony I heard this morning, dear sister, I was a lot like you, amen, thought everything was fine, amen. But I told you once again, hey, I didn't go find God. God come and found me. Amen. He got in my circle. When he gets in your circle, stuff will pick up, church. Amen. But this request this morning, it would have been a shocking request. As I begin to look at it, and I paint the picture in my mind of, you know, just the homestead. It just go with me. Look at your house, and if you've got kids, Brother Chad, if CJ and Jake comes up to you and says, Dad, I'm done with you. I don't like this lifestyle. I don't like being drugged to church. I want my inheritance and I want to get out of here. It'd be a shocking request. Amen. I can't imagine. Amen. But the Father here, he grants the request. Hey, that's just like God this morning, church. Hey, he's a perfect gentleman this morning. If you're saved under the sound of my voice this morning, you're in an unchanging hand. Hey, and you make that request to get away from God, he'll let you go. Hey, I'm not saying that you can be took out of his hand this morning, but you can get in a far country, amen? Hey, I see in the scripture this morning, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but it's okay. You get in a far country this morning, hey, there's going to be a famine. Hey, I read of a great famine coming out in the land, amen? You know why that famine come into this son's life? Because he was in a far country. He was away from the Father's house. Hey, there'll always be a famine in that far country. That far country's representation of the world. Hey, the world don't want nothing to do with what we've got this morning. Hey, I thank God for the presence of God. Hey, you go into some churches, amen, you don't get no singing. Hey, you don't get no testifying. You don't get the presence of God. Hey, I'm thankful, amen. When God shows up, business picks up. And I'm thankful for that this morning. But the request, amen, it would have been a shocking request this morning. My, what a shocking request. And the son would have had nothing to give to the father. He had nothing. He hadn't been worried. I paint a picture in my mind this morning of the way the youth go. Mom and dad's out trying to clean around the house, working on a Saturday. And if it ain't got a video screen attached to it, the kids don't want nothing to do with it today. Hey, if it ain't got a remote control, they ain't going to do it. Well, bless God, the parents need to wake up. Hey, put them kids to work. Teach them the value of a dollar. Hey, I'm not saying that I was beat as a child, but if I wanted something, I had some chores to do, Brother Mark. I'll give you that, son, but you're going to have to earn it. We're going to have to learn how to earn some things. And so I see when this younger son goes out, although we may think, well, that's just, why would we allow that to happen? Why would the father allow him to go and flounder? Hey, he was teaching him a lesson. He had to get him to a place. Can I say this morning, when you and I got saved, we were at a low point. Amen? God saved me out of the miry pit. I wasn't on the mountaintop. This is my dear sister just sung. I wasn't up here on the pinnacle. Hey, I was down low, amen. I was of the world, amen. Filthy, wretched. I thank God that's where God likes to work, amen. Amen right there. So the request, amen, it would have been a shock one this morning. My, what a shocking request. Then secondly, amen, the realness of this. The realness of where we're at today. Man, if you can't see the scriptures coming alive with the falling away from Christ, amen, it's not just the youngest son this morning. It's the church. Well, what do you mean? Hey, until we get away from our Google calendars, and until we get away from our cell phones, and we get away from our agendas, we're not going to see revival. That's the realness of it. We're too busy trying to put God on a timetable. Well, let's see, what time is it? Well, you only got 15 more minutes. Hey, that's the problem, church. This is God's time. We'll go out to a ball game on a Friday night, bless God, and beg for it to go into overtime. You're sitting there with a cup of hot chocolate in front of a little buddy heater freezing your butt off. But you get in the house of God in a nice, warm, air-conditioned, ventilated sanctuary, and you're like, well, I've been here an hour and a half. It's time to go. There's the problem, church. Amen? So the realness that I see, amen, coming out of verses 13 through 16, and in many days after the younger son gathered together and took his journey to a far country, there wasted his substance in riotous living. And when he had spent it all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, which he began to be in want. My, we talked about that famine, amen. He realized, I believe he's seen, oh Lord, what have I done? Yeah. And can I say that the world will paint a picture this morning for you and I? Hey, church member, the devil will paint a picture for you that it's better at some other church. Hey, it's easy to leave this church. It's easy to get mad at Brother Mark and say, oh, I'm leaving. Grass is greener on the other side. Hey, but what this younger son has already found out, amen, that living, that green grass soon dies off. Amen. The honeymoon will be over, amen. And then you'll be in want, amen. You'll be in that far country. Hey, you better be thankful for what you've got here, Pinnacle. Amen. The presence of God. Ichabod right over the back of that church door, and God's 1,000 miles away from this place. God's here this morning, amen. Hey, I'd encourage you this morning. God deals with your heart. I don't don't know if you're saved. I don't know if you're living afar off. You could be in this far country this morning in a great famine, amen. Things just ain't going right. You say, well, God, I'm trying to pray and I'm trying to get things in my life, but it feels like it don't get above the ceiling. Hey, come down here and get you some repentance, amen. Repentance ain't preached on no more church, but without repentance, you won't get saved. Without repentance, amen, without being that clean vessel, you won't get them prayers heard. You've got family members that are lost this morning that you just can't get the prayers answered. You're not seeing them in church. Hey, get down here and get yourself right with God, then watch God work. Amen? So the realness this morning, I see, that's where we're at, church. We don't care that we're in a famine. We don't care that we're in a far country this morning. My goodness. Hey, we see that he would eat what the swine didn't. My goodness. Hey, over in Luke 8:28, the swine, when the demoniac was healed, hey, that swine is a picture, amen, of filth. It would have been nasty, unclean, amen. You would be considered the low of lows, amen, if you were found even around the swine, let alone eating and filling your belly off of what they didn't eat. What a picture of the low place, amen, that the world will take us. The world don't care about us this morning, church. Hey, if you've got Jesus Christ in your life, you ought to be shouting the house down this morning. Amen. We're too quiet, amen. We'll brag about everything. How easy it is to go in on Monday morning, talk about the NFL draft, talk about NBA, talk about whatever. It don't matter. Hunting, fishing. But bless God, we get on the subject of church or God, amen. We just hush up on him. Why, church? Hey, it's go time. Hey, I don't believe it to be long. I know that I've heard it all my life. I know that the generation behind me's heard it all their life. That don't make it any less real. Hey, we don't know when he's coming, but we do have the Word of God this morning, and we do know that there's not a whole lot left, amen. Hey, they're working hard over there, amen. The days are coming, amen. And I've got some people I want to see saved, Brother Mark. We better get serious, amen. The realness of this. Hey, the roads of the world for our young people today, this is what it results in. Young people, can I encourage you, stick close to your family. Hey, I don't know, but when I was a teenager, I thought my mom and dad was out to get me. I was like, they don't know what's best for me. Why are they making me do this? Why do you want me to be in at a certain time? Why are you going through? Parents, go through your kids' phone. You pay for it. Check and see what they're looking at. Hey, put some accountability, amen. You take a cell phone away from a youngin', they'll do a lot of things. Amen? Hey, they want to get right so they can get that cell phone back. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Brother Mark, am I all right? Yes, sir, amen. Amen. So the realness this morning, just stay the course. Hey, God's put you in a family that's got you in church this morning, young people. Do you know how many young people's out in the world this morning? They woke up this morning not knowing where they was at, not knowing what they had ingested into their veins or shot up into their veins or ingested into their body. They don't know. Thank God you're in the house of God this morning. A place that business can pick up, amen. A place where you can get a real relationship. Hey, I don't care if you've got a Bible school certificate that mom and daddy can pull out of the closet and say you got saved X, Y, and Z. Hey, if God pulls your number, if God's dealing with your heart this morning, just come get it right. Hey, it wasn't between me and my mom and dad. It wasn't between me and my pastor at the time. Hey, when God showed me I was lost, he was knocking on my door. It ain't about a baptism. Amen. It ain't about a certificate of salvation. It's about a relationship. Amen. Hey, if you can go day to day and not read your Bible, if you can go weeks at a time and not pray, I don't know how people make it without using these altars. Hey, I get to thinking, man, people probably get tired of seeing me go in these altars. Hey, but that's my filling station. Hey, find you a prayer closet this morning. Hey, if I'm knocking on your door this morning, it's not me, it's the Holy Ghost, amen. Maybe you need to come up here and get back in fellowship this morning. Hey, your preacher needs you this morning. We need some prayer warriors to pray a hedge about this place. Don't take for granted that every pew's got somebody sitting on it this morning. It's not that way everywhere. The realness of this scripture this morning, church, you can get in that far country real quick, amen. It's harder to come back, amen, than it is to go. That sin, amen, it's being so appealing to you, young person. I promise you it'll take you further than you ever wanted to go. It'll keep you longer than you thought you would stay. And it'll cost you way more than you ever thought it would cost you. You hear me this morning? Hey, the world wants to devour you. If you think the world's got things for you, you're mistaken. Amen? Youngins, the world ain't got nothing for us. You're saying you're doom and gloom this morning. No, I'm giving you the realness, preacher. Hey, I'm giving you the realness. Stick to God, amen. Stick to the things of God. There's a lot of fun to be had in the house of God. Hey, I never realized how much fun I could have.
Them friends that you those so-called friends this morning that you think, well, I can't turn my back on them. What will they think of me if I get saved? Hey, they're not really your friends if they turn their back on you. I got more friends now that I'm saved than I ever had. Amen, right there. Hey, I've got some friends I can have fun with. I can break bread with. Amen. Man, getting saved was the best thing that ever happened to me. So I see the request this morning being a shocking one, and I see the realness. Hey, the realness of this famine. Oh my, the famine that's in this land. Church, just look anywhere. Turn the news on. Boy, if the news don't make you want to puke, we've got men wanting to be women. We've got women wanting to be men. We've got some wanting to claim as both. Bless God. If you can't figure that much out, just come on down here and he can. Amen. That's what they need to hear. But the world don't want to tell them that. You get to talking about God and we'll get cut off. The broadcast will be off this morning. Let's look at Gomer over in the book of Hosea. Hey, that filthy lifestyle, amen. But God, there's a way out this morning, church. I don't care how far you've gone this morning. There's a way out. You say, I've gone too far. Well, I've served in church. There's no way I'm under conviction right now. Well, this can't be for salvation. What are you wanting, Lord? Well, what is this? I'm a Sunday school teacher. I'm a deacon. I've served. I've led this. I've done this. Hey, it don't matter. Amen. You can still be lost. You can have me fooled. You can have the preacher fooled. You can have everybody fooled. But you ain't got the one who matters fooled. Amen. You don't have that relationship this morning. You already know that. God's already pricked your heart and showed you that you don't have a relationship this morning. God help us. Thirdly, this morning, I see the repentance. Hey, it's getting good right here. It's getting good. Verses 17 and 20, it says, and when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough to spare, and I will perish with hunger? It says, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto the father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called as thy son. Make me as a hired servant. Hey, let me tell you this morning, church, if you'll get to a place that you'll just come and bow your unworthy head and tell the Savior this morning, hey, make me as one of your servants. I don't have to be a preacher. I don't have to be a Sunday school teacher. I just want to be yours. Yeah. Amen. That's what the son was saying right here. Hey, I'm sorry, Father, that I got out there in that land. I'm sorry I was walking afar off. I'm sorry I got into that alcohol. I'm sorry I was watching that pornography. I just want to be one of yours this morning. Hey, if you'll do that, he won't forsake you. He won't turn you away. Amen. He'll take you. He'll love on you. And I'll show you in just a minute what else he'll do for you. Amen. But repentance, amen. That's where we're at this morning. We want the things of God. We want the blessings of God. We want to be able to have our prayers answered. X, Y, and Z, check marked everything. But we don't want to repent for our sins. We think we can come down here. We can confess. Hey, we ain't Indo-Catholic talking to some dope in a box. Amen. Hey, you got to come down here and talk to the Savior. Amen. The repentance this morning. Repentance is what we lack inside of our churches. Hey, that it's not preached on, Brother Mark. Hey, the man of God get behind the pulpit, amen. He's too afraid to preach on repentance, afraid he'll get kicked out. I'm not saying that for your church. I know you're a man of God. He'll preach what God gives him. But the world today will not preach against repentance. They won't. It's forgotten. Can I say this morning, God's not forgot it. Hey, that's the way, amen. But the drawing, amen. Unless he's dealing with your heart, hey, he's got to come. You see, it's got to be that drawing, amen. We forgot the repentance and the draw. We just want to do it whenever we want to. It's not how it works this morning. So I've hit it once, but I'm going to tell you again. Hey, you won't get saved without it. That's the fact this morning. Hey, if the son right here hadn't realized his need for a Savior in the far country, his need to come back home, he'd have kept on going. And that's just like you and I this morning. If you don't stop and allow, shut the world out. I don't care what's going on this afternoon. Right now, inside this sanctuary, shut the world out. And you just ask God to show you. He will. Amen. And if God's dealing with you, he'll give you the strength. My dear sister back there testified that first step. Hey, you'll see in just a minute, the Father didn't make the Son come all the way either. He won't make you come all the way. Can I tell you this morning, if you make a step towards salvation, I believe if you fall over in the middle aisle right there of a heart attack and you die, you'll wake, your next breath will be taken in the presence of the Lord. Amen. He'll bring you down here to this altar to give you a place and a time. Amen. Miss Felicia, I believe it's about right here on the 29th day of April, 2018. Bless God when you come down here and cried out for repentance. Amen. He saved your sin sick soul, wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Gave you that victory. Amen. Hallelujah right there. Don't you forget that. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for October the 4th of 2015 when God come into my life. The fourth row of the Calvary Baptist Church showed me I was lost and on my way to hell. Amen. Hey, not only, let me tell you how long suffering he was. I didn't get saved that morning. I walked out the back doors on him. It was the worst day of my life. I couldn't watch TV. I couldn't turn to my wife. I couldn't turn to the fire department. I couldn't turn to nothing to get away from him. He had my number. Amen. I come back in that next night, that same night, Sunday night. Bless God, I was under such Holy Ghost conviction. I've got my Bible, the message that was preached Sunday morning, but I can't tell you a word the preacher said Sunday night. All I was waiting for was an altar call. Can I tell you this morning, don't you wait for an altar call. God picks your number for salvation. God picks your number to come get right. You come on up here. You ain't going to bother this little preacher. Amen. There's a man of God sitting right here that would love, amen, to pray with you. Not for you, but with you. Amen. Show you the Romans road. Whatever you need to get it right and get in with God. Amen. Repentance. Amen. We need it this morning. Number four, I see the returning. The returning. Verse number 20 says, and he arose and came his father, but yet it was a great way off. Hallelujah. And his father ran to him. Amen. Had compassion. Oh, hallelujah. And ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Hey, church, he's not going to throw you out this morning. He won't condemn you. He won't bring up your sins. He won't ask you where you've been. He won't ask you why you stayed that long. All he's going to tell you is come on in. Welcome home. I've been waiting. I've been a-looking. Amen. Praise God, you're home this morning. Thank God for that. But the returning, amen, you'll never go too far. You'll never go too far that he can't come. Or that he won't see you, amen. He won't draw you, amen. Hallelujah, this morning. He'll always be right where you left him. Child of God that's saved, man, you remember that fire that you had? You remember that zeal you had when you got saved? You just talking about God. You just bragging about God. The things that God excited you. You wouldn't miss a Wednesday night service. You couldn't wait for the preacher to talk about a church trip. Where's it at now? Hey, that's what happened. The younger son just got caught up in the world. He got caught up away from the things of the Father's house. He didn't care about what the Father had to say. That's what got him away. That's where we're at, church. If you're saved this morning, you don't have that zeal. That zeal's available. Amen. Hey, you can be just as on fire. Hey, we can bust out that wall and have to add to this sanctuary if you get on fire for God. The world's a-looking this morning, church. Hey, if we look like the world Monday through Friday, why would they want to come? Why would they want to come see what we keep talking about? This man named Jesus. They think we're a bunch of fools because they see no difference in us. We come in here and we claim God on Wednesdays and Sundays, but we get out there and we act just like the world. Uh-oh, we sound just like the world. All we want to do is the things of the world. Hey, if we start acting like God, amen, let some people see some God on us. We go into the workplace come Monday morning, let them see something different on you. Let them feel a touch of God, amen. They'll know what you've got's real and they'll want some of it. Because let me tell you, that feeling that they're searching for to fill that void this morning, you've got it if you're saved. It's the Holy Ghost this morning, amen. That's what the world needs, amen. They need to see it on us. Chat it on a drip off of us, amen. They ought to get convicted, amen. I pray at my workplace, bless God. Sometimes I believe my coworkers are worse than the felons that I have to deal with. They're mouse, amen. I pray that they get convicted, amen, talking just because they're around me, amen. I've got some work to do. Yeah, that's a preacher right here. I need to live better. I need to testify better towards him at the workplace. But they ought to get convicted, amen, talking like that around a child of God. But they don't because we don't act like it. So must be a coming to first. We've talked about that. They had to be that turning point in this young boy's life. And they was. I just read it to you just a minute ago. If I could quote some scripture, amen, like coming first, John 3:3 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Hey, there's got to be a realization. You've got to know, you got to see your need for salvation, amen. That's where that drawing comes from. Because once you see yourself as lost this morning, amen, hey, there's an answer, amen. And you can come down here and you can be, I don't even like using the word saved. You can be born again. Amen. Because you go talk to the world, they know exactly what to say. They, oh yes, sir, preacher, I'm saved. They can tell you about Jesus. They can tell you the things. Hey, you know what the difference between heaven and hell is? About this far. A head knowledge won't get it. It's got to be right here in your heart.
Amen. That's an eternity distance right here. Your head to your heart's an eternity distance. Amen. There's a preacher, amen, that preached on a message on heaven and hell. He took a big old nylon rope, went the whole distance of the church, threw it right down the center of the aisle, big old white rope. He had a piece of electrical tape about that long on the end of it. He said, you know what that represents? Your life here on earth. And the rest of that rope's eternity. One of two places this morning, church. Heaven or hell, that's the reality. Amen. There's just not death. We're going to the dust. Hey, but that's just your bones, amen. One of two places this morning, church. If you've not got a relationship, I can tell you with the full authority of that word of God and the Holy Ghost this morning, you'll bust hell wide open and there'll be no getting out. You'll be just like that rich man, amen, begging for a drop of water. Amen. Heaven or hell this morning, what's your choice, church? What's your choice? I wouldn't miss heaven for nobody. I love you. I love serving the Lord. Amen. I feel like I'm in good presence this morning. But hey, I wouldn't go to hell for no one. Amen. So the returning, amen. Hey, the Father ran to him. Do we understand that? I don't think we're getting that this morning. As soon, I believe him to have been sitting. He'd be doing his business. He'd be at work and ever so often. He'd come out, he'd go on the porch. He'd look. No, not today. I don't quite see him. That's you and I when he deals with our heart. He's probably dealt with your heart before. And you've turned around and went out that back door. Wait a minute. Father goes about his business. Still loving you, still taking care, thinking about you often. I think I'm going to go look again. Yeah. Hey, Felicia, it's the 29th day of April 2018. That you were coming? Hey, I think it is. Hey, you making a move towards me? Oh, hallelujah. And he come back here and he got you right here, amen. And he brought you up here to give you a spot. Hey, he'll do that for you this morning, amen. Just like the Father done in the scriptures this morning. He'll come to you, amen. He'll save your sin sick soul. He'll give you the victory that he wants you to have, amen. Hey, he don't want you to live a defeated life this morning. He wants you to have victory, amen, in Jesus Christ this morning. It's available, amen. Get in while it's getting good, amen. Lastly, I want to look at the reunion and the rejection. I believe this is the most serious part, Brother Mark. The rejection, amen. Verses 22 through 32, we won't read it all, but we know the story and we just read it. Hey, that reunion this morning. My goodness, you understand that we've heard the songs of heaven. We've heard about the mansions that have been created, the golden streets, amen, clear. I can't imagine. I can't preach it to you because it's so magnificent this morning. But that reunion day, hey, if just one, amen, comes to repentance and gets saved, do you know the jubilee that will go on up in glory this morning? Hey, God, he says, wait, hold everything. Hey, look down here, my child, amen, he's about to get born again. Hallelujah, this morning we can have a reunion in glory. We can have a reunion right here, amen, in this sanctuary. We can lift the place of, we should lift the roof off when one gets saved. But we don't. My goodness. Let me give you a few things that should help you this morning. That robe. Hey, that robe that he got for him. Hey, can I tell you that robe, hey, that was reserved for a guest of honor. There's a robe up here this morning. Now I know this is my jacket, it probably stinks. Hey, but there's a robe up here that he's wanting to put on you. Yeah. You know why? Because you're his guest of honor. Yeah. Hey, he's created this service just for you. Yeah. Hey, he brought me from Spruce Pine, North Carolina, to preach on the prodigal son. Yeah. Hey, so that you might have an opportunity, amen, to get in, amen, and come get this robe. Hey, you could just come grab it. Yeah. Come grab it and put it on, amen. You're the guest of honor this morning, amen. Yeah. Hey, the Savior's waiting on you. If I had a picture, amen, I believe he's sitting in glory on the right hand of the Father, amen. I believe he's up on his knees. I believe he's a shaking, just wanting to get up, amen, and come get you, amen. He's a perfect gentleman this morning. He won't make you, but oh, how he wants to. Oh, how he wants to. Would you come to him this morning? Oh, would you come to him this morning? So not only that robe being for the guest of honor, that ring. Hey, that ring this morning. That ring that he would have took. Oh, he'd have said, hey, go get that ring. Hey, don't get that laying on the counter. Go to the jewelry box. Hey, get that special ring. Because that special ring that he put on his finger, that's a sign of authority. Hey, you realize this morning, as a preacher, as a child of God, you would have to take a demotion to be the President of the United States. Amen.
Hey, if Ezra come to me right now and say, if you'll stop preaching the word of God, we'll let you be the president of the United States. Hey, you know what it would be? I'd have to look him right in the eye and say, sir, ma'am, you've lost your mind. Because that'd be quite simply a demotion, amen. Not only that, it'd be a slap in my father's face. Hey, but can I tell you about a Savior, one that wants to save your sin-sick soul, amen. Give you a testimony, amen. Give you victory in Christ this morning. Give you something you can stand on and hold water, amen. Give you a testimony, amen, that's full of the Holy Ghost, amen. When people hear it, they get convicted. That's what God would want to do for you this morning. He'd want to give you that testimony. The sandals that were worn by slaves. You see, if you had sandals, you're probably a slave. Amen. Hey, but they were also a sign of full restoration and sonship. Amen. Hey, he's clothed him from the head down. He's gave him a robe. He's gave him a ring of authority. He's put some shoes on his feet, said, you belong to me. You're mine, amen. That's what them slave owners would have done. They put their brand, amen, their brand of sandal on their slave, amen, to show ownership. Hey, but the Savior, amen, oh, his brand, his authority, amen, shows that you belong to him, amen. Nobody can take you away, amen. Nobody else will ever own you, amen. You're dead to this world, amen. Hey, you're going somewhere, amen. Bless God, you've got a retirement plan that's out of this world. Hallelujah, right there, church. I promise I'm getting close. Help us, Lord. You don't have to turn there, but I'm going to go to Ephesians as I close out. Hey, I just want to look this morning. Amen. Ephesians 1, verse 3 says, blessed be God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all things, spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hey, when I wrote this message down, when I penned it down and studied, I had no idea that the service would be like it was this morning. With the presence of God ever so thick. Hey, with some Holy Ghost-filled testimony. Can I tell you this morning, that's a heavenly place. It's not every service, amen, that the Spirit of God's moving and he's filling, amen. I was sitting back there and I said, Lord, I'm okay with it, but surely you ain't going to do it two times in a row. I was beginning to think, is it me? You know, but I don't take it for granted when God shows up. Please don't turn your back on him this morning. Amen. Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Hey, I can't do it this morning. I can't keep my salvation this morning. I can't get you yours this morning. But by grace, amen, if you're saved, you can keep it. By grace, if you're lost, you can get it, amen. Grace upon grace is what's available up here this morning. Oh, and it's ever so sweet. Verse number 6, and hath raised us up together, made us to sit together. There it is again, church, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Verse 7 says, in the ages to come, he might show the exceedingly riches and grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For grace ye are saved through faith, and have not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. What a Savior this morning, church. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Hey, we can't do it. You can't do it. Your works in the church won't do it. You're on the roll here at this church won't do it. Hey, I don't care if you've come and you've talked to the pastor, amen. That's not what'll get you there. It's all about the blood of the Lamb this morning. Amen. That you've come down here. You've had truth. I promise you. Go with me, church. I promise I'm closing. I promise. Hey, you see that older son this morning? That older son. He is mad. He didn't want nothing to do with it. That's just like the world, and that's just like our flesh this morning. He don't want you to make that move. What will my family think? What will my granny think? What will they think at church? Bless God, if they're saved, they'll say hallelujah, and they'll come up here and hug your neck. Amen. Hey, go back with me. Go back with me. You say you're saved. Go back with me. Go back to that time. You got it? Amen, that time. Let me ask you something. Was you drawn? Amen. Was you in a heavenly place? Was the Spirit of God moving and speaking to your heart? Yeah. Amen. Because if God wasn't dealing with your heart, sir, ma'am, it's of man and you didn't get in. Right. Amen. Without the drawing, no man will see the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. If you say yes, preacher, I know. Amen. I know that God is dealing with me. God picked my number. He showed me my sin and I made a move towards him. That's great. Amen. You got up here to this altar. Amen. When you got up here to this altar, was it you and God? Or was there some well-intended preacher that got in the way and prayed for you? Hey, if somebody prayed for you, it didn't work. Hey, it's personal this morning. You know, I told you that the difference between heaven and hell is about this far. Hey, if somebody prayed for you, you got that head knowledge this morning. You need that heart knowledge. Maybe it's that prayer life. Maybe it's that Bible reading life that you didn't have that's convicted you this morning. Because if you got saved, born again, if God moved in, all things are dead. You're a new man. Amen. You're going to have new wants. Hey, those things you were doing, that cusser, that telephone, all that stuff you was looking at, it's gone. You don't have to try at it. So many times I hear some people say, well, I got my life right. I'm trying. It's slowly but surely. That's not the God I serve. Just like that. Took it from me. Every bit of it. I didn't have to try because it wasn't of me. It was of him. Amen. Preacher, you come. My prayer this morning is if you're not saved, if you don't have that testimony, that assurance, that you come.